Man shot by Kenosha police in serious condition. By Hannah Blow on August 24, 2020. Jacob Blake, the man shot in the back by Kenosha police officers responding to a domestic incident, is in serious condition, according to an update from the Kenosha Police Department. Violent protests erupted in Kenosha, Wisconsin, following the police-involved shooting of a black man, identified by Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, D., as Jacob Blake. According to reports, police were responding to a domestic incident. Several witnesses say Blake was attempting to break up a fight between two women and that police had attempted to use a taser on the man prior to the shooting, according to Kenosha News. The viral video of the Sunday evening shooting incident shows the man walking to a vehicle in the street as officers raise their weapons at him. As the man opened the driver's side door and leaned inside, one officer grabbed his shirt from behind and then fired into the vehicle. Seven shots could be heard on the video, though it was unclear if more than one officer fired, the Associated Press reported. Benjamin Crump, an attorney working with Blake's family, said the man's three children were in the car at the time of the shooting. The Kenosha Police Department affirmed that officers immediately provided medical aid to the person who was shot. Blake is currently in serious condition in the ICU. According to CBS News, family friend Daniel Poneman tweeted that Blake is out of surgery, in the ICU and is expected to make it. The Wisconsin Department of Justice, DOJ, Division of Criminal Investigation, DCI, is investigating the incident. Per the department, DCI is leading this investigation and is assisted by Wisconsin State Patrol and Kenosha County Sheriff's Office. All involved law enforcement are fully cooperating with DCI during this investigation. The involved officers have been placed on administrative leave. DCI is continuing to review evidence and determine the facts of this incident and will turn over investigative reports to a prosecutor following a complete and thorough investigation. If members of the public have any further information regarding this incident, please contact law enforcement. When DCI is the lead investigating agency of a shooting involving a law enforcement officer, DCI aims to provide a report of the incident to the prosecutor within 30 days. The prosecutor then reviews the report and makes a determination about what charges, if any, are appropriate. If the prosecutor determines there is no basis for prosecution of the law enforcement officer, DCI will thereafter make the report available to the public. News for immediate release. August 24, 2020. Update: Kenosha officer involved shooting. Kenosha, Wisconsin, The Wisconsin. Posted by Kenosha Police Department on Monday, August 24, 2020. Jacob Blake was shot in the back multiple times, in broad daylight, in Kenosha. Kathy and I joined his family, friends and neighbors in hoping earnestly that he will not succumb to his injuries, Governor Evers said in a statement. While we do not have all the details yet, what we know for certain is he is not the first black man or person to have been shot or injured or mercilessly killed at the hands of individuals in law enforcement in our state or in our country. He continued, adding that they will demand the empathy of elected officials in their state who have failed to recognize the racism in their state and their country for far too long. The incident sparked violent protests in the city.